The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Let me talk to Katrin Power. Hi, Katrin.
Hi, Ryan. How
nice
are you?
And I'm saying Katrin so emphatically because I don't want people to think I'm falling foul of that awful curse that you hear a lot of people not pronouncing their H's,
the TH.
But you're not Katrin like my mother, you're Katrin.
Yes.
Which is, how do you spell that?
C-A-T-R-Y-N.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from Youghal in County Cork.
In the County of Cork. And
yes.
You heard us last week talking about letters and beautiful letters.
And I was flabbergasted at the lady from Latvia, I think, that she had never written
Lithuania.
A letter.
Lithuania, yeah. She was great, Gabby.
She was, yeah, it was amazing. So I decided to tell you that I have hundreds of letters. I have every letter I ever got in my entire life up in the attic. And I have a lot of them. I have hundreds of them. Now, I don't read them every day. I look through them every few years. And I'm sending them back to sender this year. I decided that there were letters that were written about other people, my friends and their lives, and they sent them to me. Now, even though they're my personal property, I asked them would they like some of them back. Some of them have gone back to Canada to a friend of mine that I worked with in 1978, and she's been writing to me regularly. And I had about 30 pen pals over the years. And I also have every letter that my sister, when she went to England in 1976, I have every letter she ever wrote to me. I have every Christmas card.
Have you?
I have, yeah. I sent them back to sender this Christmas. I decided to do an environmentally friendly return by post to sender. So that's what I did this Christmas. People were shocked at what they found. Some of them were going back to the 70s. And I had little cards when I was in junior school in Presentation Convent in Youghal. I had cards from friends there and I sent some of them back to them. We were 6 and 7 at the time. And I have some from my cousin in Australia. I'm giving them back to her soon. And a friend of mine who died a few years ago, I have a little packet of her letters for her daughter when she gets married later on this year. So it's interesting.
It's more than interesting. It's fascinating, Katrin. And do you know what's so lovely about it is that when you think of all those people you're sending back to people you met in the 70s and into the 80s, no one had a phone to record footage of themselves, and they might have had a bit of an old camera here and there. This is the nearest they can have to nearly a YouTube video clip of them saying something into their phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a letter of them as children or young person, and suddenly they're looking into
the past,
they've gone through this portal into who they were as a young person. And to get the letter back is a total twist on the letter sending story.
It is, yeah. I mean, one of them now says all about the dances we used to go to in the 70s and who was on, Cotton Mill Boys in Red Barn and so on, who was going to be on next week and Linda Martin and Chips and groups like that and what boyfriend was on the scene and so much more, you know, things that are mundane in those days.
Did you have pen pals?
I did. I had about 30 or 40 of them from Iran to Egypt to everywhere. My poor father had to pay for the post.
I see.
For all
your
of
poor
them.
Father took a mortgage out in the stand.
How
did you acquire so many pen pals?
I opened up a little pen pal club at one stage and I had everyone in Youghal with a Greek pen pal. And I wrote to them for years. And funnily enough, I used to write back in Greek. I learned Greek eventually. I can't remember it now. But I had a French pen pal as well, and I wrote to her in French with the help of one of my teachers.
What?
I have all those letters from that girl in Paris, and they're written in French back to me. I can read some of it now, but I've forgotten most of it.
What did you do for a living when you were working full-time?
I became an archaeologist first, and then I became a forensic anthropologist in UCC, and I was county archaeologist for Cork until my retirement there 8 years ago.
What a fascinating job.
It was, yeah.
But it does make sense, though, that you've curated all this. You obviously, from a young age, decided that you felt the importance of keeping things and minding things.
I think it was security, because my mother died when I was 8.
Oh.
And I think it's a form of security, having things that you have with you.
Consistency.
Yeah.
And constancy.
Yeah, I think it is. And my aunties were very good. One is in England and one is in Australia. And one that took over our minding, the four of us.
Mm.
I think it's a form of security, having things around you that you can control.
Mm-hmm. And why did you retire 8 years ago?
I have Parkinson's for young onset Parkinson's since I was 37. That's 23 years ago.
That feels very young to my unscientific mind.
It is, yeah, it's very young, yeah. It is. It's one of the types of Parkinson's, and I'm still able to walk and run up the steps.
Okay.
I'm not confined to a wheelchair or anything like that, you know. I'm able-bodied.
What age are you, can I ask you, would you mind?
I'm just 60 since November.
And do you have a carer, or are you in that situation? Or?
Well, I have... The HSE provide me with helpers. They're marvellous. HSE are great in many ways. And for me, they're wonderful. And my daughter, age 19, she's my carer. She became Munster Carer of the Year last year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's such a wonderful girl. Like, you don't have children to be minding you, you know, but she just happens. She said it's nothing. She's going to do it anyway. She's very easygoing.
What a good person she is.
She's amazing. She restores your faith in humanity.
Yeah, which we need more and more every day.
We do, yeah.
And
we do.
Can I ask you a last question then, Catherine, if you don't mind? Why did you decide to do this cull? It's a very big, profound thing to do in your life.
Right.
Why did you decide to do it?
Right, to be an archaeologist.
No, sorry. Why did you decide to get rid of all these letters, countless letters?
Because I reached 60 and I said, does my daughter want all this hanging around her?
Okay.
I have an archive of other things as well. I wrote lots of papers and so on. And I decided, what will I do? I don't want to throw them in the bin. So I decided I'd use some of them and I'd leave some of them for Lily, my daughter. She could do what she likes with them, you know. But I have them all archived. They're all in boxes with labels on them. You know?
I can see the... I bet you love going into a stationery shop. It's probably like heaven for you.
It is, yeah. I buy stationery. I actually came across some beautiful letters the other day with crispy hologrammed letter set from the 70s. From actually a man, Daniel O'Connell's grandson, whom I did some work for in Derrynane down in County Kerry. And the page was beautiful. Nothing like it anymore. And one of the Greek pen pals I had as well, he did beautiful drawings and the paper he used were just amazing.
It's a beautiful thing. Catherine, thanks for sharing that story with us because I love to hear what you're saying. And I think the importance of the letters and minding and just all that gorgeous thoughtfulness is a welcome addition to our show today. Look after yourself and love to Lily, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you. Bye. Thank you for now. Catherine Power, a lady, if I can say that without plumossing or patronising, just a lovely person. Thank you, says Anya, for helping us as a nation to grow emotionally. We are finally discarding the shackles of emotional repression, and that's an important part of this of the growth. And wearing the heart and the sleeve is important. Well, look, I'm growing with you. Like that's what we're doing together. I think that's if that's not too saccharine a thing to say. I look forward to coming off my 24-hour shift as a junior doctor and driving home listening to the show. Good, and thanks for keeping me awake, Maggie. We need you awake. Because you do things that no ordinary soul can probably do. I have a lovely act of kindness email I want to read for you after this.